Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials of items read on AIRS LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Today's articles are from the June 2026 edition. Call of the Catfish Cabin by Chelsea Brasted. They're not always easy to find, but these no-frills seafood restaurants deserve a spot on your bucket list. The closer you are to a river delta in the south, the more likely it is that someone's frying catfish nearby. The slick creatures with their blunt heads and whiskers are sometimes easy to spot in the water, but the restaurants that have perfected eating them are a bit harder to find. Nearly a century ago, with many Americans in the throes of the Great Depression, catfish cabins began popping up along creeks, rivers, and bayous across the center of the rural South, particularly in Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Louisiana. These family-run businesses started as a way to feed people well and affordably, with golden fried fillets, good cooking, with even better hospitality drew crowds. People came to where the food came from, says Horst Pfeiffer, owner of Middendorf's Seafood Restaurant, with two locations near New Orleans. It's a wonderful heritage, and it's what people know. These are not the kinds of establishments that are at home on busy city thoroughfares or town squares. Catfish cabins are right on the water. That means, even today, getting to them takes some commitment. But the rewards are worthwhile. Wood-paneled walls covered in black and white photos, staffers who have been around for decades, and passed-down dishes that are made from scratch and rarely, if ever, tweaked. Traditionally, catfish is prepared and eaten differently and regionally, says Jim Hagee, whose family has run a cabin on the Tennessee River for many decades. Over the years, tastes have changed, but the catfish is still the winner. Hagee's Catfish Hotel. The Hagee family has had a place in Shiloh, Tennessee, for so long that Jim can't remember how many greats he has to append to the ancestor who first landed there with a flat-bottomed boat. The history of the region, though, fills in some gaps, especially when it comes to the eatery. The Civil War started in 1861. Followed a year later by the Battle of Shiloh. The National Cemetery and monuments that sprouted in its wake lend shape to the space around the Hagee's land. But it wasn't until the 1930s that they started a business feeding visitors. Jim's grandfather, Norvin, had developed a reputation for the party scene at his fishing camp. He'd score and fry up small whole catfish that he'd serve by the platter. One thing often led to another, and his buddies would end up crashing there overnight. This earned the original Riverside Shack the nickname Catfish Hotel, but his cooking gave rise to the business. In truth, Jim says with a laugh, its success is kudos to my grandmother Dorothy, who was the one who ended up doing a lot of the work, managing the kitchen, while my grandfather liked to socialize and visit the tables. With Norvin's hospitality, Dorothy's recipes, a work ethic that had everyone making crinkle-cut fries by hand, the Hagees built a tradition they've now passed down through four generations. The menu has changed little, with each owner doing no more than adding a new pie or a few different catfish preparations. Middendorf's Seafood Restaurant. When Horst moved to New Orleans, his foodie friends drove him around to their favorite haunts. But somehow, no one took him to Middendorf's. He finally made it there years later after losing his own fine dining restaurant, Bella Luna, to Hurricane Katrina. When he was looking for a new project to take on, Middendorf's caught his attention. Perhaps that was due to his wife, Karen, who had a very specific list of requirements for buying a business. When this seafood eatery came on the market, he happily addressed all of her concerns. I came home to Karen and I said, It has a parking lot, a line on Sundays, no linen service, and laminated menus, Horace recalls. The next Sunday, we went out there to eat, and she fell in love with it. Karen is far from the only one who feels that way. Middendorf's sits along Lake Maurepas in Manshack and the grassy bayou here. And the grassy bayou here is nearly as flat as the water on a calm day. When it's nice, you can feel the breeze from the patio of the expansive restaurant, where original owner Louis Middendorf, a traveling salesman, and his wife Josie set up shop in 1934. The view from its windows has changed a bit since then, mostly due to the construction of I-55, but the beloved crispy catfish certainly hasn't. Stop by the flagship location, or the one in Slidell, and order the Middendorf special to see what all the fuss is about. Expect French fries, hush puppies, and lightly dressed coleslaw topped with a pile of catfish fillets that are sliced so thin they curl up in the fryer like flags frozen in a stiff wind. It's a wonderful challenge to keep something like this going, Horst says. Ezell's Fish Camp. It doesn't matter how often Mary Ann Ezell Hall has walked into her family's dog trot log cabin on the Tom Bigbee River near Lavaca, Alabama. She says she always feels like she's stepping back in time. Hand-hewn logs form a trio of rooms that made up her childhood home, which was built before the Civil War. Mary Ann says her customers have similar nostalgic experiences here. Grandfathers come in, who came here as children. They brought their children, who are now bringing their children. They don't want you to change anything, she explains. They want the same deer head in the same spot. That's been the charm of it. No matter the generation, everyone is here for a great meal of fried catfish, slaw, and hush puppies, each made from recipes that go back when Mary Ann's father, Charles A. Ezell, first began hosting parties in the 1930s. Daddy was a commercial fisherman, so he caught the fish, Mary Ann recalls. He'd bread them and fry them up, either whole or in fillets. It's a recipe so dialed in that the staff will drive up to the restaurant to start their day's work only to find patrons already sitting in the rocking chairs out front, ready to eat. Mary Ann's family has expanded the brand over the years, with her nephew, Clark Ezell, running a pair of spinoffs in Columbus, Georgia, and Phoenix City, Alabama, and her daughter, Nicole Pettit, at the helm of the original. That's what's real special to us, is that we've been able to maintain it and keep it in the family, Mary Ann says, and hopefully we'll be able to pass it on. The Trick to a Better Burger by Josh Miller. An American classic, plus three flavorful twists. The secret to the best burger is right in front of you. I'm not referring to the pages you're reading, though these tips and ideas will certainly help. I'm actually talking about what you're using to hold this magazine, your hands. In the words of Test Kitchen Pro, Nicole Hopper, who developed these burger recipes, it's the mixing, handling, and shaping of the patties that differentiate a good burger from a great one. Consider this your official permission to put away the fancy gadgets and presses. Many of us, both novices and veterans alike, tend to use too much force when molding our patties. Instead of compacting the meat like you're making a snowball, Nicole recommends having a lighter touch. Gently shape each portion into a loose ball, then toss it between your hands until the meat is lightly but evenly packed. The resulting patty will be cohesive but not dense and will grill up tender, juicy, and just right. If you don't live near any of the restaurants featured in our Hamburger Heroes story, these recipes will come to the rescue. Whether you're craving saucy, take on the classic a bacon-packed patty, a Tex-Mex twist with chilies, or a Vietnamese spin on a chicken burger, each of these options is a delicious way to celebrate the 4th of July. Classic burgers. Active 45 minutes, total 1 hour 30 minutes, serves 8. 3 pounds 80-20 ground beef. 1 tablespoon kosher salt. 1 teaspoon black pepper. 8 slices American cheese. 3/4 cup our best burger sauce. Recipe will follow. 8 sesame seed hamburger buns, split and toasted. Iceberg lettuce leaves, beefsteak tomato slices, and dill pickle chips. Step 1. Break up the ground beef onto a large rimmed baking sheet and sprinkle with salt and pepper. Then gently toss the meat until the seasonings are just incorporated. Step 2. Divide the meat mixture into 8 6-ounce portions. Shape each into a loose ball. Then gently flatten each between the palms of your hands into a 5-inch patty, about 3/4 inch thick. Press your thumb in the center of each patty to form a slight indention, about 1/4 inch deep. Return to the baking sheet, cover and freeze until firm, 30 to 45 minutes. Step 3. Preheat the grill to medium-high, 400 degrees Fahrenheit to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. Place the patties on oiled grates, indented side up. Grill uncovered and undisturbed until the patties form a deep golden brown crust on the bottom, 4 to 6 minutes. Flip the patties and grill until a meat thermometer inserted into the center registers 135 degrees Fahrenheit for medium, about 3 to 5 minutes. Place 1 cheese slice on each patty and cook until the cheese is melted. Transfer to a baking sheet and let rest for 5 minutes. Step 4. Spread burger sauce on cut sides of buns. Top the bottom buns with lettuce, tomato slices, burger patties, and pickle chips. Cover with the top buns. Here's our best burger sauce. Active 5 minutes, total 5 minutes, makes about 1 cup. Combine 1/2 cup mayonnaise, 1/4 cup ketchup, 1 tablespoon sweet pickle relish, 1 teaspoon yellow mustard, 1/2 teaspoon each onion powder and Worcestershire sauce, and 1/4 teaspoon each black pepper and grated garlic in a small bowl. Whisk together until well combined. Cover and refrigerate up to 1 week. Make the perfect burgers. Number 1. Ditch the bowl. Season the ground meat on a rimmed baking sheet for more even distribution of flavorings. Number 2. Start hot. A clean, preheated grill is a key step to great burgers. Be sure to scrub the grates with a steel brush before the patties go down. Number 3. Don't flip too fast. Be patient. When the meat is properly seared, it will release from the grates with a slight nudge from your spatula. Other recipes. A double bacon cheddar burger. Omit step 1. On a large rimmed baking sheet, break up 2 3/4 pounds 85-15 ground beef. Sprinkle with 3/4 cup finely chopped cooked bacon. 1/2 cup shredded sharp cheddar cheese. 1 tablespoon dried minced onion. 1 tablespoon kosher salt. 2 teaspoons smoked paprika and 1 teaspoon black pepper, and gently toss until the seasonings are just incorporated. Proceed through step 3, omitting the American cheese and topping each with 1 sharp cheddar cheese slice. Omit step 4 and dress each of the 8 toasted brioche buns with mayonnaise, lettuce, 1 cooked patty, 2 cooked bacon slices, and barbecue sauce. Chorizo chili burgers. Omit step 1. On a large rimmed baking sheet, break up 2 pounds ground beef and 1 pound bulk pork chorizo. Sprinkle with 1 drained 4-ounce can chopped mild green chilies. 1 tablespoon kosher salt. 2 teaspoons ground cumin. 1 teaspoon chili powder, and 1 teaspoon black pepper, and gently toss until the seasonings are just incorporated. Proceed through step 3, cooking to an internal temperature of 160 degrees Fahrenheit, omitting American cheese and topping each with 1 pepper jack cheese slice. Omit step 4 and dress each of the 8 toasted buns with mayonnaise, 1 cooked patty, thinly sliced red onion, and guacamole or sliced avocado. Banh mi inspired chicken burgers. Stir together 1 cup each matchstick carrots and matchstick cucumbers, 1 sliced jalapeno, 1/2 cup seasoned rice vinegar, 1/4 cup water, 1 teaspoon fish sauce, and 1/2 teaspoon salt in a bowl. Set aside. Omit step 1. On a large rimmed baking sheet, break up 3 pounds ground chicken, 1/2 cup each minced fresh cilantro and scallions, 2 tablespoons toasted sesame oil, 1 tablespoon salt, 2 teaspoons fresh grated ginger, and 1 teaspoon each fish sauce and black pepper. Toss to combine. Proceed through step 3, cooking to an internal temperature of 160 degrees Fahrenheit. Omit American cheese. Then omit step 4 and dress each of the 8 toasted hamburger buns with sriracha mayonnaise, 1 patty, 1/4 cup carrot mixture, and more cilantro. We have come to the end of our program. I'm Joyce Davis, and I will be back soon.